The fourth Mando, blaster rifle in hand, darted diagonally forward. He crossed in front of the fifth Commando, and as he passed, Jaina realized that the fifth Commando had fired a second spray of mini-rockets, using his comrade as a visual block. It was a beautifully timed stratagem. At the point Jaina realized more rockets were incoming, the spray was already too widespread. The rockets were already past the debris for her to use the same defense. Tyria leapt to her right, putting her arm around the corner of the oncoming missiles. Jaina charged straight at the Mandos. She twisted and let a mini-rocket pass by no more than 3 centimeters from her body. It and the other projectiles slammed into walls, floor, and ceiling behind her, causing the floor to rock. A gust of heated air from the explosion overtook her. And then she was in their midst, in the middle of the pack of Mandos, where they'd have to fire precisely or not at all to avoid harming their fellows. 3 of them were rising unhurt. One of the 2 still standing drew a short vibrosword, holding it in a reverse grip, and launched himself at her. She watched the other one, who was still on his feet. Sure enough, he used the direct assault as a distraction, waited half a second, and fired at her from what looked like a line-throwing forearm attachment. But what came at her was a flexible projectile that broadened, expanded into a net. She grabbed at it with the force, exerting herself against it as if it were a bad idea, and flicked it into the path of the vibrosword wielder. It wrapped around him. Nor did Jaina let go of it then. She maintained her mental grip on the net and yanked it through one of the holes in the wall. That Mando went flying, and the one who'd cast the net, still attached to it by a line, was hauled off his feet. He went flying after his comrade, the sudden lateral movement causing him to drop his blaster rifle. 3 left, but the other 2 were unhurt and would be back in a moment, perhaps with reinforcements. The 3 were on their feet now. 1 turned away from Jaina, facing back down the corridor, and threw up his arm just in time to catch Tyria's descending lightsaber blade on it. The Beskar from which his crush gaunt was made withstood the impact of the green energy blade, and he was not wounded. But the crush gaunt was scarred, and the sheer force of Tyria's blow drew him back a step. Jaina spun between the other 2, chambering her weapon, ready to kick. 1 of the 2 Mandos, a female, wore a rocket pack and ignited it, carrying her up and away from Jaina. That was all right. She was not Jaina's original target. Jaina leapt, and her kick took the other commando in the side of the head. It was certainly not powerful enough to damage the Beskar, but a lot of kinetic force was transmitted through the helmet, rocking the man's head. He staggered away. Tyria's lightsaber found an unarmored chink in her opponent's plating. She drove the blade point first into his inner thigh. He made a strangled noise, took 2 jerky steps backward, and fell as the smell of burned flesh joined that of explosives residue. But another commando, the one who'd launched the net at Jaina, leapt out from the hole in the wall and swung at Tyria before she could react. His gauntleted fist took her in the jaw. Jaina heard the crack, saw the jaw deform, and suddenly Tyria was down, unconscious. The odds abruptly went from 2 against 5 to 1 against 4. Or 3.5, if the concussion she was sure she'd given one Mando counted for anything. There was a new boom from farther down the corridor, back toward Apprentice Geffer and the turbolifts. Jaina nodded, comprehending. Another handful of Mandos would be leaving the Stealth X hangar the same way these had, using explosives to bypass doors, moving laterally in directions the Jedi wouldn't normally prepare for. Now the only thing between this second unit of Mandos and the turbolifts was 1 apprentice. She saw Geffer's desk slide through the intersection, picking up speed propelled by the boy's use of the Force, and a split second after it vanished from sight down the cross hall, she heard it destroyed by mini-rockets. Apprentice Geffer, grimly determined and frightened all at once, stepped out into the intersection, his lightsaber lit. Jaina swore to herself. She could not retreat to help Geffer. She had to hold here, or they'd both be flanked. But the apprentice was no match for experienced Mandos, especially Mandos who had clearly trained and prepared for conflict with Jedi. She had to hope he'd last a few seconds. The flying Mando female fired down at Jaina with a blaster pistol. Jaina sidestepped the barrage of shots, making it look clumsy when in fact it wasn't, and launched herself at the commando who had taken Tyria out.